Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is Your Call, a new program to help people stay housed in Oakland, California. Has been wildly successful. Since its launch last year, Keep Oakland Housed has helped 473 households stay in their homes. The organization accomplished this in just 6 months by providing emergency financial assistance, legal representation, and supportive services. The San Francisco Foundation, with a major contribution from Kaiser Permanente, provided a total of $9 million in funding to sustain Keep Oakland Housed through the year 2021. The organization is operated by three nonprofits: Bay Area Community Services, Catholic Charities of the East Bay, and East Bay Community Law Center. The program also works in partnership with the City of Oakland. Services are available to all Oakland residents who are experiencing a housing crisis and have a household income at or below 50% of the area median income, with priority given to extremely low-income households. We are spending the month on Your Call talking about solutions to our many problems. This is a solution that works. So what will it take to expand programs like this across the country and keep people in their homes? Today, we're joined by Karen Erickson, Housing and Financial Services Director for Catholic Charities of the East Bay, one of the three organizations that operate Keep Oakland Housed. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you, and really, congratulations on the success of this organization. It's been really amazing to read about it.
Thank you. It's been such a great partnership. we've been thrilled as to how it has rolled out and how successful we've been able to be.
Well, we really look forward to hearing more about it throughout the hour. We're also joined by Joe Wilson, Executive Director of Hospitality House, a community center serving the homeless in San Francisco's Tenderloin, South of Market, and Mid-Market neighborhoods. Joe is a former client of Hospitality House. He became a volunteer, a shelter manager, took on other nonprofit leadership roles, and then returned to Hospitality House as a staff member. Hi, Joe. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you on.
Good morning, Rose. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Karen, let's start with you. Keep
sure.
Oakland Housed. It is amazing that in 6 months, you all have helped 473 households stay in their homes.
Yes.
First off, tell us about how Keep Oakland Housed started.
Okay, sure. We've been working with the San Francisco Foundation, and they had a donor who wanted to be able to impact homelessness. And after some discussion, they decided that prevention was the way they wanted to go. And they looked for agencies that were already on the ground doing prevention and asked for a proposal. And so Catholic Charities of the East Bay, East Bay Community Law Center, and Bay Area Community Services came up with a proposal for Keep Oakland Housed.
And so you basically, they worked with nonprofit groups on the ground that are very familiar with the community, know what people are facing, and
yes,
know what needs to be done, right? I think that's the key point here. It's not about starting from scratch. It's about going to the community to finding out what they need.
Right. And that's, of course, why we've been able to be successful so quickly. It's because we've all been doing this. And this was just that much needed influx of resource to really broaden and deepen our work.
Tell us about some of the services that you provide: emergency financial assistance, legal representation. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of shows about people who receive eviction notices. They mm-hmm. have no idea what to do, and in some cases,
right,
they've got 3 days to make a move. And you mm-hmm. provide supportive services. Tell us more about that.
Right. So, yes, it's been a wonderful partnership with the three agencies. East Bay Community Law Center primarily, obviously, does the legal services when people are have gone all the way in the eviction process that they're now in legal, they have to go to court. And East Bay Community Law Center has been able to expand their staff by about 10 attorneys to be able to represent anybody who needs representation in court against a landlord. And then at the same time, Bay Area Community Services and Catholic Charities have been able to meet families, assess their need, and see what kind of case management they need, and if they need emergency financial assistance in the form of back rent or a security deposit to move to a more stable house.
Karen, if you need to get some water, we'll talk with Joe for a couple of minutes.
Sure. Sorry, I have a little bit of a cold.
No, that's okay. Please get some water or some tea. Joe, Keep Oakland Housed is an incredible program. Can you talk about the significance of the success they've had in just 6 months helping 473 households keep their homes?
Well, clearly that approach makes a great deal of sense for a number of cities as we're grappling with a seemingly intractable problem. But clearly keeping people housed makes a great mm-hmm. deal of sense. Investing in preventing homelessness in the first place certainly has to be viewed as part of a menu of options and approaches that cities must take. And certainly applaud both the folks on the ground in Oakland, the commitment of donors through the San Francisco Foundation, the leadership there in the community, and I think there's a lot of modeling that can happen for cities in the Bay Area.
Joe, you're executive director of Hospitality House, another incredible organization serving the homeless. You've got a lot of experience on this issue, especially when it comes to what should we do to prevent even more people from becoming homeless and then also helping our neighbors on the streets. What services are available in San Francisco? Is there anything like this in San Francisco? I know we've got legal representation if you face an eviction, which was a very hard fight. And, you know, hats off to the activists who worked on that because that was really important. But is there something like Keep Oakland Housed in San Francisco?
Well, there are a number of efforts that are certainly similar and worth lifting up. I think that clearly investing in rental subsidies, grappling with the ever-increasing costs of housing in San Francisco, has to be part of our portfolio of investments. We have a number of organizations that both individually and in coalition are grappling with producing housing in the numbers that we need it, and keeping those rents low enough so that very low-income households can afford to stay in their housing. I think we've also seen the intelligence and the approach of investing in the right to counsel. In San Francisco, which was one of the first cities in the nation to do that. And over the last 3 years now, we have seen nearly 5,000 eviction notices filed in San Francisco, low-income households. And yet on the other end, we have not been able to keep pace with housing production to close that gap. And so at the very time that we're trying to step up our efforts to produce affordable housing, housing that's affordable for very low-income households, we continue to evict low-income households at astounding numbers. And so we have to also then invest in the right to counsel to level the playing field for working-class tenants to be able to challenge these so-called just cause evictions and to keep people in their housing so we can stop the bleeding.
Right. Karen, I think what's amazing
yes.
about Keep Oakland Housed is that all of these services are at one organization. So you don't have to go to get help from this place and then ask questions uh-huh. from another place. I mean, it can be really difficult. Can you talk about the significance of that, housing all of these services under one umbrella?
Yeah, well, of course, because we are working together so closely, we're able to communicate between each other. So we're very consistent on what we do and the messages we send. And then we are already known in the community. So people just know to call Catholic Charities if you need housing support, and they know to call BACS if you need housing support. And then we are able to liaison smoothly with our partner in the legal side. So I think that's been a really strong part of our partnership.
And what is BACS?
Bay Area Community Services.
Okay. Okay. Can you tell us, Karen, about some of the people that you have helped? Again, in the last six months, Keep Oakland Housed has helped 473 households stay in their homes. Tell us about a few of their stories.
Yes. Well, I know here at Catholic Charities, it's been definitely a great thing to be able to help people who are basically a lot of working poor. So there are single moms, people or families or households with only one income. And then something happens. There's some kind of a medical emergency, a child illness, a pregnancy where you have to go off work sooner than you thought. And with the cost of living in the Bay Area, nobody has a large savings account. So one small crisis, an ill child, has set people back. And that's the kind of thing we hear over and over.
So at that point, if you're talking with a single mom whose child gets sick, what do they do? How do they find out about your service? And once they do make the connection, what happens from there?
Right. So, well, a lot of people in the community know about us, but also 211 is the information phone line, and they know about our services. So anybody who calls them and looks for help, I mean, asking for help, will get our referral. And then they're able to call or go to either Catholic Charities or Bay Area Community Services and be assessed. And we have to do some screening about some eligibility. And then they meet with a staff person to find out more in depth what's going on, what's needed.
So, for example, you talked with the Christian Science Monitor about the program and said that one woman lost a couple of paychecks. She was a medical researcher whose employer laid her off, and she was unable to cover a month's rent, and so the program paid the difference, and she was able to avoid an eviction.
Right. And that's really what we're trying to do, is people come to us and they have had that shock of the job loss, the job interruption, and they're back about a month or two, but their future looks bright. They're going to work. They've got the disability coming. But how do they keep that housing while they're getting back on their feet? So we're able to help pay that back 2 month, 3 month rent. And then sometimes it's going forward. They have found an affordable unit in the Bay Area. And so we're able to help with a security deposit, which can be $2,000 or $3,000, against something not a lot of people have.
And do they have to pay it back?
No. These are grants that we give as part of this desire to keep people housed. There's no expectation that we'll get the money back, and we're so grateful to the donors and Kaiser who have allowed us to have these resources, try to really make this difference.
Joe, can you talk more about this? What an incredible investment to keep people on the streets. I mean, later in the show, we'll talk about what happens once someone does lose their home and how difficult it is to help that person get back on their feet. But can you talk about the stories that you've heard in San Francisco? It's very common for people to lose their jobs, get laid off, or just not have enough to make rent next month.
Well, our own studies strongly suggest that increasing numbers of people have been marginalized in this transition from a manufacturing economy to a service one. So the irony is that the very jobs that are the most prevalent in our communities, the service industry jobs, are the least able to provide living wages for people to afford the ever-escalating costs of housing in communities like San Francisco. And so we have estimates of, you know, 1 in 4 homeless people cite loss of a job as the primary cause of their homelessness. And yet, even in a community, a city like San Francisco, we are not investing significant resources in workforce development and employment programs in communities that need them the most. And one of the efforts that we have led with a coalition of other organizations in San Francisco is thinking more broadly about workforce development, reestablishing connections to employment, you know, deepening our relationships with employers to promote best practices in the employment industry, particularly the tech industry. We think it's very important that as we continue to invest more resources into housing, because we must mm-hmm. also think more broadly about making sure that people can become self-sufficient and have an opportunity to reengage and pursue both living wage jobs and meaningful careers in employment. And we can do that both as a policy matter and as an investment matter, thinking across multiple city departments to making sure that we are putting significant resources to make that a reality for San Francisco residents.
Karen, can you talk about what you offer after the people you help stay in their home? So, for example, after paying rent for the woman that you talked about with the Christian Science Monitor, are you still in touch with her in case she needs additional services?
Yes. So our case managers follow up with their clients after 60 days and after 6 months to see if they're still stably housed and if they are doing okay and if they have any other needs. But of course, the client is also welcome to call us and you know, maybe we need to connect them to a different resource. Maybe they need help following up with their food stamp application or a utility application. So we are happy to stay in touch with people.
Karen Erickson is Housing and Financial Services Director for Catholic Charities of the East Bay, one of the three organizations that operate Keep Oakland Housed. Just in 6 months, this organization has helped 473 households stay in their homes. They provide emergency financial assistance, legal representation, and supportive services. The San Francisco Foundation, with a major contribution from Kaiser Permanente, provided $9 million in funding to sustain Keep Oakland Housed through the year 2021. And today we're talking about how this organization works and what it will take to expand programs like this across the country and what it will take to keep people in their homes and off the streets. We're also joined by Joe Wilson, Executive Director of Hospitality House, a community center serving the homeless in San Francisco. Joe is a former client of Hospitality House. And if you have any questions or comments for our guests, if you were really close to losing your home, did you know where to turn to seek supportive services? The toll-free number is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. What helped you keep your home and return to stability? And if you have been homeless or you work with people experiencing homelessness, what have you heard about the conditions that force people out of their homes? If you have a personal story, we'd love to hear from you. You can also email your call at kalw.org. Joe, when we had you on the show last time around talking about solutions to homelessness, we talked about how so much of this has to do with political will and a shift in priorities. Because when you look at Keep Oakland Housed, they got a grant and a contribution from Kaiser Permanente and the San Francisco Foundation, $9 million in funding to sustain Keep Oakland Housed through the year 2021. That's really not that much money to keep so many people in their homes.
That's true. And we can also point to, in San Francisco, our recent experience with the Proposition C campaign that really mobilized and galvanized the city in terms of thinking much more broadly and much bigger and boldly about tackling this this problem of homelessness and poverty. And, you know, despite a number of obstacles, this citywide campaign came tantalizingly close to a two-thirds approval margin by the voters. And make no mistake about it, it has allowed us to reimagine what success could look like in a city like San Francisco. By engaging the business community, those who are prospering, those companies that are prospering in this economy, just contributing a small portion of their revenues, over $50 million, could create an investment package of upwards of $350 million to really tackle homelessness on a broad-based level, investing in housing production, housing subsidies to keep people housed, prevention services, expanding our behavioral health services capacity citywide, expanding our emergency shelter capacity, investing in homeless families and youth. All of those investments that yield tangible results in stemming this crisis and could take us a long way toward realizing solutions to this problem. And we haven't yet had all of the political will that we need, but we do have to acknowledge that Mayor London Breed has now taken it, you know, very seriously, this issue, and has proposed a number of investments that can yield some tangible results: investments in housing, subsidies, behavioral health services, prevention services, and investments in youth and families.
And London Breed, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, is expected to introduce legislation today that will give individual businesses subject to Prop C's tax the option of letting the city keep the money they pay, even if the courts ultimately strike down the measure and order the funds repaid. If you want to read more about that, you can just go online or check out the Chronicle. They had a good piece on this recently. Let's take a caller before break. We have a related caller on your point, Joe. Let's hear from Judy in San Francisco. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show. Hello, Judy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, you can hear me now, right?
Yes, you're on the air, Judy. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. There's an initiative that we're hoping it's kind of a sister initiative to Prop C, similar. And we're hoping to get it on the ballot in 2020. Our coalition is just beginning to form, and it's for something called community. It's something we're calling the Community Housing Act, which is something for social housing, meaning government-owned and government-run housing. So we wouldn't not run by the nonprofits, but run by the city itself. And it's going to be funded by some kind of parcel tax. Currently, we're talking about 43 cents per square foot on floor area, but not for owner-occupied residences of people earning normal amounts of money, but for higher-end properties, so that something like Salesforce Tower will pay about $600,000 every year, based on its floor space, to fund this stuff. And some interesting features of this housing is that it will include every this is going to be either housing that's already built that'll be bought by the city, and then the people and the tenants will vote on whether they want that, and that will be able to keep the tenants who are currently there in there and also fill any vacancies, and the rents would be capped at 25% of their income.
But Judy, is there a website where we can learn more information about this?
It's sfcommunity.us, sfcommunity.us.
Great.
I wanted to tell you...
We will put a link. Sorry, Judy, we just have to take a break. sfcommunity.us. It's SF Community Housing Act, universal public housing with childcare, community spaces, and transit. And we'll put a link at our website, yourcallradio.org. Thank you for calling, Judy. This is Your Call, and today we are talking about Keep Oakland Housed, an organization that has helped 473 households stay in their homes in just 6 months. This is Your Call. We'll be back after this. This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Coming up tomorrow, we will discuss the week-long solidarity campaign with garment workers in Bangladesh. Bangladesh is the world's second largest garment exporter. 4 million workers there are among the worst paid in the world. So we'll find out how they're organizing for fair wages and better working conditions and what we can do to support them. Thursday, we'll be joined by journalist Dar Jamel. We'll talk about his new book, The End of Ice, Bearing Witness and Finding Meaning in the Path of Climate Disruption. And if you have a show idea or a guest idea, you can send us an email, yourcall@kalw.org. Today, we are talking about what it will take to keep people in their homes and off the streets. A new program to help people stay housed in Oakland has been wildly successful. Keep Oakland Housed has helped 473 households stay in their homes, and they did it in just 6 months. They got a grant from the San Francisco Foundation and the Kaiser Permanente. $9 million will sustain this organization through the year 2021. And Karen Erickson is Housing and Financial Services Director for Catholic Charities of the East Bay, one of the three organizations that operate Keep Oakland Housed. Joe Wilson is Executive Director of Hospitality House, a community center serving the homeless in San Francisco. Joe is a former client of Hospitality House. And if you'd like to join us, if you have any questions about this program, what it will take to expand it across the country, we'd love to hear from you. If you've been helped by an organization like this, the number is 866-798-8255. You can also email yourcall@kalw.org. You know, Karen, we often hear that throwing more money at these problems is not going to solve them. Can you talk about the significance of receiving this $9 million grant from the San Francisco Foundation and Kaiser Permanente, and just how the money is spent and how you plan for this chunk of money to sustain you through 2021?
Sure, sure. Yeah, well, I think you don't just throw money at something. Obviously, you have a design, and we do. We have a wonderful program design to keep people housed. And so it's interesting, Rose, because we have found that on average, it's about $3,000 or less per family or household to keep people housed. And it's actually a lot less than we budgeted. So we're going to be able to help a lot more people. Wow. And I think it's just because we're able to do it strategically. Assess each case, see what each family, each household, or each individual needs, and then provide that assistance.
Less than you budgeted? Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. I think as we did our proposal, you know, you do your proposal, and we thought, oh, and what I'm really speaking of is the emergency financial assistance, that we thought it might take more than up to maybe $7,000 a family. And what we found is that we're just able to work with landlords and work with other resources, and then people volunteer to do a payment plan, and we're able to, we've been able to, on average, not use that much money per household, which is wonderful.
And again, this is money from the San Francisco Foundation and Kaiser Permanente. So we're not talking mm-hmm. about taxpayer dollars here. We're talking no. about grants from foundations.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about that? I mean, is that a sustainable model, or do you think eventually you'll be needing taxpayer dollars
right.
or corporate tax dollars?
Right. Good question. I think both. I'm going to say mm-hmm. both and. I don't know if we ever want to give up this wonderful community support We're learning so much through working with San Francisco Foundation and Kaiser and the City of Oakland. So those are partners we wouldn't want to give up. I do think we might want to look at some federal or local dollars to help sustain this after we're done, and make this a part of the basically homelessness prevention continuum in Alameda County, so that we can help people much longer past this grant.
Joe, do you have anything to add about that on just how these kinds of programs are funded?
Absolutely. I think that your initial comment about throwing money at a problem, typically it's people with money who say that throwing money at a problem doesn't solve it. I would also point out that homelessness and poverty are economic problems. They're not behavioral pathologies. They are economic problems with economic solutions. Mm-hmm. I do think that ultimately we do have to take a hard look at our economic system, capitalism, that has various structural elements that perpetuate the very problems that we're trying to solve. We cannot continue to ignore the consequences of ever-increasing economic inequality. The state with the highest number of millionaires and billionaires also has the highest number of children living in poverty. That's this one. We have lots of studies that point to the fact that half the population could not afford a $400 emergency. We have increasing numbers of children nationwide living in poverty. Catherine Eden's book, I think, $2 a Day, Living in America, points to a disturbing reality that nearly 3 million households that include more than 2 million children are subsisting on $2 per person per day in this country. And we have to take a hard look at our economic system that perpetuates that. I can also say that for Hospitality House, over our decades, more than 50 years now in the community, we have found that we also need to do with people what other organizations and communities can do with money, meaning that it is reestablishing that human connection, that sense of humanity, that sense of belonging, that is also an antidote to the isolation that's endemic in poverty and homelessness. And so over this past year, we've touched more than 20,000 people throughout our 6 programs in 4 locations and 3 neighborhoods. We have a unique social enterprise, our community arts program, which is the only free art studio for low-income artists in San Francisco that also allows artists to keep 100% of the proceeds of the sales of their art. Art is therapeutic, but they're not therapists in terms of the instructors. We're really promoting the idea that artistry and creative expression are community assets. We have 2 drop-in centers in different communities that between them log more than 20,000 resident visits every year, connecting people to each other, connecting them to the resources that they need, individual and group therapy for people who need that, socialization in groups, individualized case advocacy so people can get connected to resources and housing that's necessary. Over the course of the year, more than 220 individuals have maintained their housing for 6 months or more because of that human connection, those socialization groups, those community activities that reconnect people to their community and give them a sense of not only belonging but worth. That's certainly part of my story at Hospitality House. With a combination of poor planning, bad luck, bad timing, no savings, cut off from my family, I found myself homeless on the streets of San Francisco. I found a community at Hospitality House, people who accepted me without judgment, people who were willing to extend a hand to me, to make eye contact with me. Those are the investments and the human touches that make a difference between continued isolation and progress and reconnection back to the community. And I think that that also has to be considered part of the investments that we make in all of us. And I would have to say, on a national level, we have the capacity for a national public works program. We have the capacity to the Army Corps of Engineers. Every time we blow up brown people overseas, we then send our Army Corps of Engineers to rebuild the places that we just blew up. We can build recreation centers. We can build homeless shelters. We can build affordable housing. We can build parks and playgrounds. We can build schools in our own communities across the country. We have the capacity to do that. All it takes is for taxpayers to see that this is an investment that we make in everybody. And if people can see the results, then we can counter this argument that throwing money at a problem doesn't solve it. We can say that people with a vision, people with an investment strategy, can make a difference in our country, in our communities, in our lives every single day.
Joe Wilson is Executive Director of Hospitality House, a community center serving the homeless in San Francisco's Tenderloin, Soma, and Mid-Market, really speaking the truth about what we are facing right now and looking at the priorities of this country. Karen Erickson is Housing and Financial Services Director for Catholic Charities of the East Bay, one of the three organizations that operate Keep Oakland Housed. They have helped 473 households stay in their homes in just 6 months. Karen, I have to say I love having Joe on because he just tells it like it is. I mean, when I read about what you've done with $9 million, I have to say the first thing I did was remind myself how much one F-35 costs, you know, about $100 million. I mean, the whole program has cost billions and billions, and yet you're keeping people in their homes for a small amount of money. What would you add to what Joe said just about the system and how it's structured? There's so many things that keep people down. I mean, the government shutdown has really put a face on some of the things that Joe was talking about.
Yeah, and I think Joe said it, you know, that it's a perfect storm, obviously, that can lead to homelessness. And I think it's something that it could happen to any of us. It's because it's not just one thing. It's like, oh, this happened, then this happened, and I have no savings. And so it's just been wonderful to be able to bring prevention dollars basically into the system so that we're here to say, let's step into this gap because we know you don't have it, and we can help you get stable. Because once you're stable and not worried anymore, you're much better able to get back to work, get to more work, get a new job, and make, you know, get even more stable instead of going the other way to the more expensive option, which is becoming homeless. And then in that system, you know, it's even more costly in so many ways for people to try to take care of themselves. And then for the system, it's very expensive. So we feel like we're making a great investment with this money.
Joe, you talked about your personal story, which is just really incredible. I mean, you actually went to Stanford. You stopped to care for your mom, who was not well. And various factors led you to being on the street. You were forced onto the streets. Can you talk, Joe, just about how difficult it is to get back on your feet? I mean, you arrived at Hospitality House back in 1983. Here we are in 2019, and it's hard to find a one-bedroom or studio, really, in San Francisco for less than $1,500 or $2,000 a month. So can you talk about just how difficult it is, you know, if someone's one paycheck or one family illness away from the streets, how hard is it from there?
Well, it can be exceptionally difficult. I think that more and more of what we see today kind of reflects the, you know, the judgment that we impose upon people who have fallen on hard times. And I know that for me, I was and am eternally grateful for people extending a hand to me without judgment. And this environment, this kind of culture now of callousness that seems embedded in our own psyche makes it very difficult for people to reestablish or to feel a sense of worth in a community that shuns them, particularly shuns their very existence. Unfortunately for us, you know, that is not new. I was reading something a while back about the Elizabethan poor laws in 1600. This is, you know, four centuries ago, and the religious implications attached to poverty, where if the feeling that if the individual wasn't if there wasn't something intrinsically wrong with the individual, they wouldn't be financially bankrupt as well. If they weren't spiritually bankrupt, they wouldn't be financially bankrupt. And I think that extends, you know, across race and community and culture, and it can be very debilitating for an individual feeling that they have lost their own sense of belonging and humanity. And so I would urge us to start first with recognizing the importance of community, the importance of reaffirming our own humanity, and in this day and age where it has become seemingly so easy to be so cold and so callous and so cruel to one another, that is our first best struggle. To reaffirm our own purpose, our own sense of our collective and individual humanity. And I think that experiment is the hospitality house experiment come to life. You know, when a homeless person comes in and says that, you know, they, you know, want to work, they want to get back into the workforce, we don't judge them. We don't look at them and say, we're not going to set you up for failure. We're going to set you up for success. We're going to work with you and connect with you and work individually, one-on-one with employers, and say that every individual is a potential asset. That has value for everyone in the community, and that is our model at Hospitality House. I think it seems like in so many places, both around the globe and certainly in our own country, we have the exact wrong person in positions of leadership. And so if we are going to find our way back toward the light, and toward our own humanity, it is going to fall to all of us to summon up the best in each of us, to reach out to one another, to not be guided by feelings of distaste and judgment, but to look at a person's eyes and say, that is a soul there that is worth reconnecting with, and I want that person to feel good about being in this community. I would also end with, I certainly hope that the next generation coming behind us, our children, I certainly hope that they treat us better than we have treated them. It is absolutely unconscionable that we would have more than 2,000 children sleeping on the streets of San Francisco every single night. That should be viewed as an assault on our own humanity, our own soul, our own purpose in life, to have our children sleeping on the hard, cold ground. That is unacceptable for any society.
Joe, given all of the experiences you have personally and also working with people at Hospitality House, when you look at a group like Keep Oakland Housed that has helped 473 households stay in their homes in just 6 months, can you, again, just talk about the importance of that and just, you know, let's say, for example, the woman that was helped with her rent so she wasn't evicted. If she had lost her home, how difficult it would be to get back on her feet, not only financially, but also emotionally, the trauma that you have to deal with, especially a single mom with children. Can you just talk a little bit more about that, Joe, and just how important it is to keep people in their homes? And I, you know, let's hope that we have more programs like this across the country.
Well, I think that what Keep Oakland Housed is doing is really grappling with the effects of intergenerational poverty and the effects of trauma on multiple generations in our community. And every time that we can keep an individual from experiencing that, that has exponential effects and benefits for our community. And I think that, history has shown us that we never know what one individual could grow up to be. We never know what one person can influence in our lives. And so every time we have an opportunity to help someone avoid that kind of pain, that kind of personal trauma, it is in everyone's best interest to do that. You know, our prisons are full of somebody else's children. It was the author James Baldwin who reminded us that these are all our children. These are all our people. And, you know, we will all benefit from or pay for whatever they become. And so every time Keep Oakland Housed keeps an Oaklander housed, it benefits everyone in the community, across the bridge and beyond.
Yes. Karen, what would you
well
add?
Said, well said, Joe. Thanks. I'm sorry, Rose.
Karen? No, that's okay. What would you add?
It's a little hard to follow Joe. Very eloquent. And I just agree that what we're doing is, I think Catholic Charities of the East Bay and our partners in Keep Oakland Housed, as well as Hospitality House, is we are in the business of providing hope. We're here to listen to people's stories, find out what's going on. Sometimes we feel like we're the first people that actually listen to the whole story from beginning to end. And that's really a key part of providing, trauma-informed services. And we're so grateful to be able to do that and keep people housed and prevent homelessness.
Karen, have you heard from other organizations across the country that would like to do something similar to Keep Oakland Housed, or are there other groups doing this? I mean, a lot of nonprofits obviously mm-hmm. are doing incredible work, but is there a group specifically focusing on keeping people in their homes?
I'm sure there are. I mean, I know in San Francisco that there's definitely homelessness prevention money. I know that I think Senator Skinner has actually introduced a bill into the California State Senate about Keep California Housed. So I feel like the prevention movement is getting a little more press these days, and we're glad.
Well, the mayors and CEOs for U.S. Housing Investment recently met, and Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, who supports this program, was talking about the 473 households that have been that are in their homes still. And I just wondered what other mayors are thinking, if they're trying to emulate this program, because it just seems like as the homeless population, you know, grows in this country, sometimes it goes back. I mean, it's so hard to know because a lot of homeless groups say that the official numbers are lower than they really are. It seems mm-hmm. like this should be the focus, really, keeping people, or one of them at least, keeping people in their homes. So you're saying that you feel like that's kind of shifting and more people are thinking about this and wanting to put money behind it?
Yeah. At least that's, yeah, I think so. And what we're really excited about, especially with Keep Oakland Housed, is that through the San Francisco Foundation, our program is going to be go through a thorough program evaluation with an outside evaluation firm. And so we're hoping to get actually some data to show how effective this is. I think there needs to be a little more data out there to show how a little bit of prevention goes so far in terms of the whole homelessness continuum.
This funding that you receive from the San Francisco Foundation and Kaiser Permanente will sustain you through 2021?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, hopefully you'll reapply and get more money?
Right. Well, and okay. Yeah. And like I said, City of Oakland, the mayor is very involved. There may be a combination of private and public donors. Once we show, I think, and as we are already showing how successful this can be, I'm pretty confident that we're going to be able to keep the funding going.
Joe, I mean, as you know, Democrats are announcing their bid to run for president. Kamala Harris just did a CNN town hall last night saying that one of her first orders of business would be a tax cut for the middle class. If you make less than $100,000 a year, you'd get about $3,000. If you're a couple, you'd get $6,000. What are your thoughts, Joe? I mean, you're talking about capitalism and the system that is resulting in so much inequality and homelessness. What are your thoughts on policy solutions, Joe? We have about a minute left.
Well, I think at a minimum we have to start with the institutions that we have in place that can help lead us out of this crisis. And I would point mm-hmm. again to, you know, a national public works program, putting our Army Corps of Engineers to work domestically and not overseas, and really thinking critically about how many weapons of mass destruction we actually need to keep us safe, and taking a much closer look at the prison industrial complex. I mean, every single day we are consigning yet another generation to hopelessness. That is unsustainable for an enlightened society. So I would hope mm-hmm. somewhere on the leadership horizon there are people with the courage to tackle that, to help inspire and motivate and move this country in a better direction.
Joe Wilson is Executive Director of Hospitality House, a community center serving the homeless in San Francisco. Joe is a former client of Hospitality House, and you can find more information about Joe at yourcallradio.org and the great work he and his team do. Karen Erickson is Housing and Financial Services Director for Catholic Charities of the East Bay, one of the three organizations that operate Keep Oakland Housed. They have helped 473 households stay in their homes in just 6 months. Joe and Karen, thank you so much for your work. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's your call.